time to feel the rush of the round table. Brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Are you really an independent contractor? Find out in seconds for free at PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Welcome to it, Roundtable, for this Thursday, the 30th of April. My goodness, where did the month go? Joining us is the host of The Bill Carroll Show, Fridays at noon, coast to coast, on News Talk 1010 as well, host of The Morning Rush at CFRA in Ottawa. It is Bill Carroll. Hello, Bill.
Longest month since the beginning of time. That's where the month went.
Were you there for that?
And whew. Every day the same as... What day is it? Tuesday? Thursday? I don't know.
Manager of Communications for Toronto Police, Megan Gray, joins us as well. How was your April, Megan?
I don't remember most of it. It's blended quite nicely with March, and I imagine it'll blend right into May as well. So we'll have to see how it goes.
There you go.
Well, let's start off with the path forward, because it was quite the optimistic conversation the Premier had with reporters today at Queen's Park. He outlined 60-some-odd guidelines, 65 guidelines for businesses, and basically said, listen, get ready, because when that green light is on, it's time. It's go time. Here's the Premier. I love this clip. I can't get enough of it.
I want companies to start getting ready. We're getting close. I'm giving you hope. We are getting close. Get ready. And based, again, I'm always going to say this, based on health and science, we need to continue seeing the curve flatten. We need to see the numbers continue to go down, not just for a few days, but for a couple weeks. But the reason we're throwing out these guidelines, there's a reason. Get ready. We're going to get things moving.
Bill, I love the
tone.
Could
you play it again? Play it one more time. Right? Me too. That's the one quote that stood out to me. I thought, I'm playing that on my show tomorrow morning 50 times, maybe more.
I might have you beat today already.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. I hear it. This is so great. I can't wait. You first. Not going out maybe right away, but gradually, carefully. Yeah. Let's all just remember, you know, when the day comes, we can't just go out and hug and kiss each other and pretend nothing is going on. It's still going to be a lot different than it used to be. But anything right now, any little glimmer of hope feels so good.
Yeah, it really does, Megan. And when you hear the Premier talk about it, and with real guidelines, I thought, you know, a couple of days ago when we got what reopening is going to look like, what that schedule was going to look like, I think there was a big countdown sort of to a letdown. People were expecting a big timeline and dates and all that kind of thing, and it just never materialized, nor was it ever promised. This seems like a good roadmap, a good plan. A lot of it's also, you know, stuff that's already being done. But if I own a business, if I'm in manufacturing, if I'm just a, you know, regular person listening at home, I feel encouraged by it.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I think that we got some good words today from the Premier, some guidelines for businesses to start thinking about and start implementing. You know, part of me was a little sort of cautiously optimistic. I'm thinking, if I'm a small business owner and I've been out of business for a while and now I'm being expected to implement new guidelines, you know, am I financially in a place where I can do that? I mean, that made me a little nervous. But again, I was just glad to hear something, anything that sort of shines a light at the end of the tunnel. So I agree. I think it's good news.
If you're a business owner, I think, Ryan, today, that's been sort of sitting at home, your staff's been at home, and you've had like weekly meetings where it basically consists of, so how was everybody's week? How you doing? There was really nothing to talk about. There were just sort of check-ins for the sake of check-ins. This gives you an agenda. This gives you an itinerary. You can rally the troops now. You can start having meetings saying, hey, let's allocate these provisions. Who's going to do what? Who wants to step forward and do this? Who wants to step forward and do that? Here's the timeline we're already working on. Now we're going to be locked and loaded and ready to go when we get the green light.
Yeah, but part of it is to remember, is as much as this is an optimistic conversation, I don't want to be the Grim Reaper here, but we've got a long way to go. Keep doing what you're doing so that we can get to that green light faster. That's sort of the temp, you have to temper it almost in a sense, so that people don't get the wrong idea that it's okay on a beautiful weekend to just go out and go back to the way things used to be done.
Don't go all California.
Well, we'll get to, you know what, let's get to California
just 2 days
right now.
Just 2 days at the beach? Can we just have two?
What is going on in
Unreal.
California? Here's the briefing from Governor Gavin Newsom announcing beach closures because apparently the beaches were running wild with people. Listen to this.
And I want to acknowledge that spirit in Orange County. But specific issues on some of those beaches have raised alarm bells. People that are congregating there that weren't practicing physical distancing that may go back to their community outside of Orange County and may not even know that they contracted the disease and and now they put other people at risk, put our hospital system at risk. And so we're going to have a temporary pause on the beaches down there, state and local beaches. We want to work very closely with local elected officials, and we're committed to doing that. And if we can get some framework and guidelines to get this right, we can reopen very, very quickly.
Bill, it wasn't that they weren't practicing social distancing. They were tripping over each other on the sand, in the water. You know, the whole thing looked like a typical day, like nothing was going wrong, that nothing had gone wrong. You live down there. Don't these people get it?
Well, I talked to a couple of friends, actually, who made their way to the beach because they've been in the middle of a heat wave and, you know, you just want to break from it all. And I think everybody kind of expected when they got there, people would be spread out. But everybody thought they'd be the only ones to go to the beach. My friends turned back and went home. A lot of people stayed. And that's where we can go really wrong here. You know, you get to a restaurant and it starts to get crowded. When they open, get out. You get to a beach and it's crowded, drive by. We have to use a lot of discipline here. And that's not going to be easy, especially having been cooped up for a while, right? And we've been cooped up by winter. And spring is going to arrive. It's going to be very tempting to go crazy. We just can't do it.
Megan, it's interesting because this reminds me of the conversations we were having like week one in Vancouver when a whole bunch of people were congregating in a park, or, you know, even here in Toronto the first couple of days. This seems like, you know, you got to be more strict about it. And I don't blame the governor for saying pump the brakes.
Yeah, but that's the point, Ryan, is we're not in week one. We're in week, whatever week we're in. I don't understand where this all sort of fell apart. Like, was the beach closed to begin with and they've reopened, or they've never closed the beach? Like, this just seems to be a bit of a failure on a number of different levels. And I agree. I think people went out thinking they'd be the only ones. I don't see how that's possible. But, you know, were there not any restrictions put in place, and shouldn't there have been some restrictions put in place? I don't really know how it got to the situation it was in. And clearly they are now trying to put in some regulations to make sure it doesn't happen again. But like, I looked at that story and just shook my head and wondered, how did they even get there to begin with?
And I want to put this back to Bill for a second, because I can only imagine how hard this would be to track on talk radio in the States. But you've got a president that's basically advocating that, you know, that you should want your freedoms back. And then he just dumps it into the hands of all the governors. And you have different governors doing different things. And you had the mayor of Vegas, and then you have the governor of Nevada basically crying and saying, I don't know what this mayor is doing. There's just so many different people, Bill, doing so many different things.
Well, yeah, really, they've got this very mixed messages, right? The president 1 minute is telling you free whatever state he wanted to free Michigan. And you see in Michigan today, protesters who want to open up the economy showed up with guns at the Capitol building, and lawmakers were wearing bulletproof vests while debating. I mean, listen, it was a crazy divided place before this. It's really scary what's happening there. And I don't think they're going to put science and common sense first. I think they're going to have to open up faster than they expected to, just because it's a powder keg, right? And we better release this pressure before it explodes. I think I mixed a metaphor there a little bit, but you get my point.
I got the gist. Yeah, for sure. Right. Let's talk a little bit about schooling here in Ontario. Some parents have apparently just given up with online learning. They've found it too frustrating to keep on top of their kids. Their kids don't have an attention span for it. I don't know if this is a parenting issue or an education issue, or kids maybe not ready for it, given all that's going on around us. But Megan, some of these parents are apparently using household tasks in order to bridge that gap in some dimension. Do you think that's the way forward here for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. This story reflects the lived experience of everybody I know who's a parent. We're all struggling in some capacity. I can speak from my own personal experience. My kids are 12 and 8. One of them has no problem with her online learning and does all her work. The other one needs a little of encouragement, and that's difficult to do when you know, we're both working from home and working incredibly long days. So, yeah, we are looking for other alternatives. You know, telling them to go bake some cookies is just as much an exercise in reading and math and science as it is anything else. So I think it's more important that parents find what works for them and keeps their kids happy. And really, that's all I think we can ask of families right now.
Bill?
Well, my kids are sleeping now till, you know, first till 9, then 10, then noon. Now it's 2 o'clock. You have to drag them out of bed. And they've been okay. Here's the other problem, though. I mean, parents are juggling their own jobs if they're lucky enough to have them and working from home. Turns out grade 9 math is harder than I remembered when I was in grade 9, and it was hard then. So you have to relearn in order to help them, and that's not easy to do. So, and that's frustrating. But also, now that the government has announced no exams in high school, how do you think my kid reacted to that today? Do you think he's going to bear down now for the rest of the school year online?
Nope.
Right? His arms are thrown up in the air, man. He's quit. He's done. And then they add the piece of information that his marks as of March 31st, which in his case were pretty good, can't get worse. They can only get better. Do you think they're going to get better now? Or is he just going to take it and run with it? So I don't know that they handled that very well. Just call it already. Call the school year. Give them those marks. Let's let our kids just enjoy relaxing, chilling, getting a little extra sleep for their growing bodies, because the e-learning thing was a disaster.
Yeah, we got a ton of texts at 7-10-10. We were having this conversation just before the roundtable. Here's just three that I cherry-picked that I thought were pretty good. Guys, we have five school-age kids from kindergarten to grade 8, plus a 3-year-old, driving us absolutely nuts with this distance learning stuff. Someone that says, I want to turn this on its head. You're actually hearing from parents who say it's not working. My child seems more focused with my one-on-one help, much more so than distracted by 33 kids in a noisy classroom. So there are many of us who see them focusing more. And probably my favorite text from 7-10-10, grade 7 teacher here. Hey, mom and dad, maybe now you know what I was talking about when we had our last parent-teacher interview.
Eek. Let's finish off with a bit of a fun one here. 4 seconds of high-intensity exertion repeated periodically throughout the day may counteract some of the couch sitting we've all been doing. Bill, are you getting any exercise in all this?
1, 2, 3, 4. Wow, that was fantastic. I feel better. Excellent.
Hey, Bill, the first workout's always the hardest.
Well, that was my second one. I tried it when I first read it. I could run a marathon now. That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? What junk science is this? 4 seconds of get out of my life, people. Crazy.
Megan?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't understand why they keep coming out with these things. I mean, everybody knows that the best thing to do is to get some exercise, some sort of physical movement throughout the day. 4 seconds. Like, this is just so ridiculous. I agree with Bill on this one 100%.
Megan, Bill, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
3.
Thank you.
4. I did it again.
The chin-ups. There's the chin-ups.
Fantastic. Look at me. I'm a god.
Feel the burn. Feel the burn.
I have so many punchlines I could fill in there. I'm not going to go with any of them. Bill, Megan, thank you.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.